That I have a, we were talking about worst point guards in the playoffs, and I disagree with Kev, but he says, because I think that Chalmers is the worst point guard that made the playoffs this year. George Hill is by far the worst point guard in the playoffs, says Kev. He's a backup. Are we asking better player or better point guard? I could make an argument that Chalmers is actually a better point guard than Westbrook and Beverly. No, you can't. Though Westbrook is definitely a better player. Place Chalmers on OKC and move Westbrook to the two and the Thunder in the finals. I totally disagree. I could not disagree with you more. That is the craziest thing you've ever sent in, ever.
Here's the deal about George Hill. George Hill isn't a natural point guard. He's a natural two, much like Westbrook is a natural two.
Yeah, but he's
But they're good enough to where they play the one.
He's too tiny to play the two, though. What's
right,
George Hill, like 6'1"?
He is actually a pretty good shooter.
Yeah, but Westbrook can legitimately play the two because he's such a slashing, scoring, wings threat.
I mean, at the end of the day, you're such a good player.
Thank you.
They find a spot for you on the starting five. You know, and that's George Hill's, which I do understand. Yeah, George Hill isn't a, you know, Chris Paul type point guard who facilitates, playmaker, that type of deal. But at the end of the day, if you're going to go strictly who does that position, LeBron's in the top five of quote unquote point guys because he facilitates, he's a playmaker.
Well, Pippen played point forward a little bit. I wouldn't call him a point guard, but yeah, I mean, I think
you're talking about the NBA.
Is there anybody on Oklahoma City that could bring the ball up and facilitate the offense outside of Durant and Westbrook? And
listen, you got Reggie Jackson there.
I like Reggie Jackson.
He's another guy,
Mr. October,
who's a scorer. I mean, he's another guy who you need his points. You need his points. It's the other Reggie Jackson. Yeah.
Do you?
You need Reggie Jackson to score some points. You need a third.
Yeah, but he can score you
guy.
10 points even if he's got the ball in his hands all the time.
Need
right?
15 from him. Need 15.
Okay.
Well, he's not going to get any now.
It's a little nitpicky. Hey, Matty T, you want to do your trivia before Pat does his sports stuff?
I do.
Okay, let's get. We're going to give away another cooler from our friends at Budweiser. This is the Red, White, and Who promotion. It's part of the celebration at Dickie Stevens this coming Friday night. Dollar tickets for military folks and their families with a valid military ID. Qualifiers today get a Budweiser prize package, including, I think, a cooler and a Budweiser refrigerator. I better quit saying that because I don't know for sure. Budweiser refrigerator, though, is the big grand prize, and we'll have a winner here in a minute. You want to play the official open of this particular item? There you go. All right, Orange.
It's time play Red, White, and Who. Brought to you by Budweiser.
Amateur hour.
Call 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037 statewide if you want to play.
All right, sorry about that.
It's a great song, isn't it?
I do. I love them. I wish they were still touring. What's up, Orin?
What's going on, fellas?
How are you,
buddy?
Doing
good. Enjoying some of this warm weather.
Golly. I know.
What's the king of beers?
Budweiser.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he doesn't win that.
Hey, that's awesome, Matt.
What's the giant orange orb in the sky that you've not seen for some time? Hmm. It's called the sun.
It's a star.
It was a trick
Uranus.
Question.
It's our closest star.
Oh, that's cute. That's not a star. Anyway, Matty T, what's your question?
Well, I'm going to give you just a little bit of information first. This great American who passed away in the mid-90s was an astronomer, astrophysicist,
cosmologist?
Yeah, cosmologist. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, he's looking
an author.
Cosmos.
He does
that's
your
all
makeup.
That's all the information you get right now.
Okay, one more time.
All right, this great American passed away in the mid-90s and was an astronomer, astrophysicist, cosmologist, and author. I'll go ahead and give you a quote that
he exactly was, who it is. You don't have to say anything else.
Can I give you a quote of his?
Yes,
not yet. Go ahead. It's your bit.
The illegal
Did he speak like that?
The illegalities
of cannabis is outrageous.
Oh boy, that was all he's worried about, huh?
Yeah, an impediment to full utilization of a drug,
so
which helps produce the serenity and insight, sensitivity and fellowship so desperately needed in this increasingly mad and dangerous world.
Mm. Huh.
How old was he when he died?
I don't have his age when he died.
Oren, who is it? I don't think this is that hard.
He was born in 1934, died in 1996.
Albert Einstein, my gosh, I don't know.
Albert Einstein's not American.
Okay, sorry, buddy. William?
Carl Sagan.
You are correct, sir! Known for his TV show in the 80s, The Cosmos, which has recently been brought back.
Hang on a second, you're a qualifier, William. Have you watched it? I heard it's really good.
I love it.
The Pigskin watches it. He likes that show.
Well, that's good that he doesn't get caught up with the contradictions it has with religion.
Yeah, he's not scared of it.
He smokes a lot of weed.
He ain't scared.
No, he is. Whoa! Not smoked that much weed.
You see how I like to
okay,
relate
Okay, let's take a break,
things.
And then after the break, I got two stories.
You can do whatever you want.
Number one story is there has been a record set when it comes to college conferences and how much money they've made in the payouts that have been paid. By the way, it's not quite as much as U2 of the Rolling Stones on tour since 1990, but it's a whole bunch of money. And also, I'll tell you where one particular website ranks the Razorbacks next year.
309.
Oh.
305.
I don't even think it goes that high.
283. Whoa.